Jessica Eber here reporting with the 2025 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm here with David Meisner and Verena Meisner with Green Acres Enterprises outside of Elk City, Oklahoma. They started this business in 2001 together and they have four children, two boys, Alexandra and Paul, and two girls, Sarah and Maria. And Maria and Paul are running the one combine as Verena is running the other combine. And Maria came to join us in our interview today with her dad, David. And I'm looking forward to visiting with Maria. What combine are you driving?
An S770.
And how big a header do you got on your combine, girl?
A 40 feet.
And when did you start running in the harvest field with your dad?
Eight.
What were you running back then?
A grain cart.
Well, I'm so proud of you for stepping up and running the combine this year. And let's talk to David about his family operation here and where they're cutting and where they're headed.
Yeah, it's really nice that the family is all together and making things happen, and we're together going wherever we're at and playing together and having fun together. And right now we're here near home combining, so that's nice that we get to sleep in our own beds when we're combining this wheat. Enjoy that as Maria gives a thumbs up on that deal. So, but yeah, it's been taking a while to get anything accomplished here. We're starting a lot later than normal because of the rain that we've had, which very blessed to have all this water that we here in Oklahoma this year. We were very short on water for many, many years, and now that we have it, we've got subsoil moisture. Our ponds are filling up, but it's also creating havoc and can't harvest when we want to and have very many days and hours within that, but we're still getting accomplished what we can. The wheat around here yesterday, we probably did the worst field that we had. I hope for the whole year it was a little over 20 bushel an acre, but the one that we're in now, I'm going to say is going to beat 55 even. So very, very nice. Our test weights around here have been really good so far this year, staying either side of 60. Had a few that were even up in the 62, which is even very pleasing because of all the water. But I do expect that to start falling off a little bit from where we're at. But the wheat matured late as well because of a lot of rain that we had and low temperatures there in April and May, and it's not only until this past week that we've had some 90 degree weather. Until this last short spell here, we hadn't seen I think only 7 days of above 90 degrees all year, so we're short on that. But we've been trying to also plant cotton around here. We've gotten that pretty decent, but very short on the cotton as well, trying to get that accomplished because all the rain that we've had, we're way behind. Our planting date to get finished right here in this county is the 20th, and so that's just basically coming. It's here. So we need to get that accomplished, and there's just a lot of wheat yet to harvest around here, but it seems like to me the late planted wheat is the better wheat this year. But I think it kind of coincides because we had that nice water that started back in April and cool temperatures. It just, that late wheat, it affected it in a positive sense this year.
Where are you headed, David, after you get done here in Oklahoma when you get done?
Normally when we're done here, we go to Alexander, Kansas, and then from there we up north of Phillipsburg and do some in southern Nebraska, and then after that on up into South Dakota.
Perfect. Well, thank you again. And Alexander just got here with the grain cart. Do you want to say hi to our listeners here on KFRM?
Hello, everyone.
So you, as a family operation here, you're 16 years old, so you're working on your FFA projects. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what you're thinking on doing as your FFA?
So last year we were able to build a full-on cattle chute from scratch. We built the whole thing from front to back, heavier frame, so to speak. And I spent, with me and friends and a couple other people, we would go any free time that we had whatsoever out of school. We would walk over to our ag barn and we would sit there and we'd weld all the time. As of for next year's project that we are thinking, we don't know what we want to do, but we've had some ideas, but as soon as it comes up, you really don't know what we will do in the end.
Perfect. Thanks, Alexandra. Again, thank you here, David Meisner and Green Acres Enterprises with your family operation. This has been wonderful. Jessica Ebert here reporting with the 2025 Wheat Harvest Tour outside of Elk City, Oklahoma. Thank you.